Throughout his brief career, Amedeo Modigliani almost exclusively painted the human figure. He's best known for the portraits and nudes he created in Paris between 1915 and 1919. Like many modern artists, he was influenced by African sculpture. You can see this in the simplified forms of the body and the mask-like face. But he was also concerned with tradition. Curator Sabina Riewald explains.
While earlier painters who painted nudes often sort of couched them in context of the Venus or anecdotal or mythological context, he did away with these pretexts, but he showed them provocative and stark and sensuous and very erotic. All these nudes share various elements. They all are lying on a dark ground so that their luminous flesh is given emphasis. His faces all have these long, elongated features with very long noses and high cheekbones, and the body is stylized. All these nudes are seen in close-up. It is strange because you see them and they look at you, and so you become a voyeur somewhat. Modigliani grew up in Livorno in Italy, in a very cultured, prosperous Jewish merchant family. He was a very beautiful and frail child, very sensitive and extremely well-read. His career really lasted only 14 years, which is not very long, but in these 14 years he did some 400 paintings. Modigliani was frail all his life, and he died of tuberculosis at the age of 35.
Modigliani has often been cast as the quintessential bohemian artist who lived in squalor, drank heavily, worked constantly, and died young. Tragically, 2 days after his own death, his pregnant mistress committed suicide.